Welcome to In the Garden Program, a ministry of Gethsemane Baptist Church in Lynchburg, Virginia. We are located at 411 Blue Ridge Street, one block off of Lakeside Drive, near the entrance to Lynchburg College. You can find us on Facebook. Search for our pastor, Carlton Duck. That's Carlton, C-A-R-L-T-O-N, Duck, D-U-C-K, and look for our church logo. We have a YouTube channel. Just type into your browser, youtube.com/GBC, that's for Gethsemane Baptist Church, Alive TV. That's GBC Alive TV. We're on Shentel Cable, Channel 15 in the Lynchburg area. Or go to your guide and look for Alive TV. Remember, we are the church with a shout, as not going out. Our service times are on Sunday at 10 a.m. We have Sunday school for all ages. Then at 11 o'clock, we have the morning worship service and also children's church. Then Sunday evening at 6 p.m., we have Kids Blast, Gap, and Teens. We have young adults class. Then we have the Sunday night worship. That, again, is at 6 p.m. on Sunday evening. Then on Wednesday, we have the Hour of Power. We have a good Bible study. We also have preteens, teens, and kids time. That's all at 7 p.m. on Wednesday evenings. We trust you enjoy the program and you come and worship with us. On today's program, we have Holly and Cindy singing Good, Good Father, and then part 5 of Pastor Duck's message, entitled The Glory of Our Creator, from Genesis chapter 1, verses 1 and 2.
It's who you are. Let me ask you a question today. I am so sick of this mentality that you can lose your salvation. That is birth out of hell. Amen. You can agree or disagree, but I'm telling you on the authority of God's Word, how can you undo what God's done? When did you put yourself above God? When can you take the salvation out of you that God put in you? Amen. Amen. Jesus died on the cross, and He died in the place of every sinner. Only God can do that. They placed Jesus in a tomb, and on the third day He arose victorious over death, hell, and the grave. Only God can do that. 40 days later, He ascended into heaven, and let me tell you what, He is seated at the right hand of God the Father, and today He is our mediator, He is our forgiveness, He is our help, He is our strength, He is our hope, He is our direction, He is our blessing, and I'm telling you right now, only God can do that. So God's plan of salvation, it's complete. It's complete in the work that Jesus accomplished at the cross and His victory over the death, hell, and the grave. And only God can do that. Amen. So what is left up for us now is simply this. It's to simply to reach out by faith and believe what God has provided. And live by it. Amen. It takes in the beginning God. And listen, folks. God may put me on this another few weeks. I don't know. He may put me on it all the entirety of this year. But the fact of the matter is this, we've got to get this right. And some of you haven't got this right yet. And that's why you're messed up. You've never really gotten God crowned Lord of your life yet. Come on, church. Being born again is not just a decision. Being born again today is a supernatural experience today that only God can do. Amen. I have not been the same since Jesus saved my soul on the 2nd of February, 1975. Amen. I just had a birthday, a physical birthday, when I was born into this world. By the way, I was there when that happened. And coming up on the 2nd of February, back in 1975, and here it is 2017, I was reborn. And by the way, I was there for that one too. And I haven't gotten over what He's done in me, on me, through me, and for me. And I'm telling you, if you'll get a handle on this thing and get this in the beginning God and get it real in your life and you get your allegiance to Him and your dedication to Him and your sold out heart to Him, I'm telling you, you won't be the same no more. You just won't come singing when the saints come dragging in. You'll be shouting and praising God for what He has done. When I heard that, the thing of what, you know, He is my King this morning, man, you can't help but get excited about that. You didn't try to take a nap doing that, did you? Only God can change your struggles. Because some of you are sitting here today and you've got them. Only God can take you from hopelessness into hope. And the earth was without form, void, darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit, hear that, and the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. Amen. Do you see it? And the Spirit of the Lord moved. Oh, we need a moving of the Holy Spirit. Oh, they met in the upper room, 120 of them, and it was like a mighty rushing wind, and there was a moving of the Spirit. That's what the church needs right now.
We need a moving of the Spirit today. We need to get out of our complacency and our comfortable living today and our comfortable lifestyles and today get really where God wants us to be. Sold out, separated, Spirit-filled, dedicated, shouting and praising God and not ashamed of the gospel. Amen. This creating God is constantly watching over you. And that creation includes you and I. For we are fearfully and wonderfully made. And if you are His recreation, then guess what? He is constantly surrounding you. Let me give you point three. And you say, oh my God, preacher. This will be short. Creation reminds us that things are never, hear me, things are never as bad as they seem. For the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. You know, in our darkest hour, that's where God reveals Himself. In the darkness, if God is there, it can't be all bad. God will bring good out of it. In the 3 hours of darkness on the cross, Jesus said, what? Father, into thy hands I commit or I commend my spirit. At that very moment, guess what happened? Word declares that the veil of the temple was rent in twain from the top to the bottom. What was thicker than a man's hand that wild horses could not pull apart, God just shattered into shreds and it came down. You know what that means? That means in the beginning, God, where we had no access, no way to Him. Now, He says, come unto me, all ye that labor and heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. Amen. What Jesus, listen, in His darkest hour, He became humanity's greatest blessing. He's your greatest blessing today. And today, if you'll receive today this grace of God that's found in Jesus, your life can be changed today. Creation shows us a loving, a forgiving, and a grace-filled God. Creation shows us the grace of God and the grace of God that gives us new life in Him. So do you have God's grace in your life today? Do you have it today? Are there places in your life that you're standing in need, honestly, today? You know, you can cloak it, hide it. You can put it in the closet. You can try to conceal it. But you cannot hide anything from God. If there's a need in your life today, God knows that need. And you can go home with that same mess that you've been living with. Or you can bring it to God and He'll take it and change it today. See, the question is, will you come to Him? When His arms are outstretched and He's calling you, you can come, for in the beginning, God, He's here today for you. Father, we commit now this season of invitation to Your care, Your keeping. I don't know the hearts of Your people, but I do know one thing. There's a God that will change the hearts of every person here today. Some of us need to get back to the altars of dedication, allegiance, and separation. Some of us need to stop making the excuses and start living what we say we believe. Some of us need to start praying more. Some of us need to be in church more. Some of us need to be separated more. Some of us need just to get clean and get right and live for God. I pray right now, Father, as we stand to our feet, that You'll move on the hearts of Your people. If you need to be saved today, I'd be honored and delighted today to pray with you. Do you know Christ is your Savior? Preacher, I'm not sure. I invite you right here. I'm going to be right here at the altar. Come, let me pray with you today. Let God bless you. Let God touch you. If you're struggling today, bring your struggles to the one today that can solve your struggles. If you're living today in a life that's not pleasing to the Lord, come on. God wants to work in your life.
Have you made a decision for Christ after listening to the program today? If you have, we'd love to hear from you. Write us a letter, Gethsemane Baptist Church, 411 Blue Ridge Street. That's two words, Blue Ridge, Lynchburg, Virginia, 24501, or email our pastor at seaduck@aol.com. That's S-E-E, the letter A, then duck, D-U-C-K, @aol.com. Thank you, and have a great day. Thank you for tuning in to In the Garden Program, Ministry of Gethsemane Baptist Church. We trust you enjoyed the program. Till next time, remember, He is Lord.